Lyme disease cases have nearly doubled in the last 10 years in Massachusetts. Despite that alarming statistic, there still isn't a statewide plan to combat the tick-borne illness. One place that does have such a plan is France. The country is aggressively fighting Lyme with a nationwide plan. Dr. David Scales recently traveled to France with a grant from the Pulitzer Center to see what Massachusetts can learn from the French approach to fighting Lyme disease, and joins us now with the latest installment of our series, Losing to Lyme. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So give us the big picture. Give us a sense of what France is doing.
Well, they're approaching this problem of Lyme a little bit differently than we are. They're approaching it a little bit more like it's a comprehensive problem. They don't see it as a magic bullet problem, like there's no one solution. So they're really trying to do a lot of different things all at once. They're not doing anything drastically different than us, like we do education, they do education, but they're doing a lot more of everything with a lot more oomph. They're really kind of approaching it from all these different sides at one go. Here's Lucie Chouin, a regional public health official, talking about the philosophy.
If we do a good job at prevention, we'll have fewer patients who end up seeking care and struggling in the medical system. For me, prevention is part of a package. If we only do so much and don't do anything upstream, the problem won't be resolved.
So I take it this means in France, there's a big focus on prevention?
A big focus. There's a big research push just to know where all the ticks are, to know where they should target their prevention efforts. They're doing a lot of things to blanket these regions where there's lots and lots of ticks with a lot of information in doctor's offices, pharmacies, also at the entrance to forests when people are going hiking. There's also a summer radio campaign so you can find spots to learn more about Lyme.
Hey, t'as pensé à te protéger contre les tiques?
C'est bon, la petite bête va pas manger la grosse.
It's two people walking through the woods talking about how they're going to protect themselves against ticks, how they're going to check their body, they're going to wear repellent, they're going to wear long sleeves, all these things that they can do to prevent themselves from getting bitten to begin with.
Well, I certainly don't recall hearing anything like that in relation to Lyme disease here. So how does what France is doing compare to what is happening here in Massachusetts?
Well, overall, we're doing a lot less. We don't have things like radio spots. There are kind of little bits and pieces of education in different places, but each town kind of has to do their own individual push. And the problem with that is the towns don't have much money. And if each town has to do their own individual thing, it's hard to coordinate all of this to actually have a strong push that really gets as far as we really need it to get to.
What about treatment? Are there differences between France and here in how Lyme disease is treated?
So the guidelines are the same, but there's differences in terms of what some of the clinics are doing. And they have this one-stop shop approach that's really trying to streamline the process so you can see all the specialists and get all the tests you need in one day. In Massachusetts, it's a little different. We have a fee-for-service system, and so it's a lot more expensive to have all the specialists in one place at the same time. So we don't yet have any clinics that have that one-stop shop kind of attitude.
Let me ask about money. One of the big differences you noted, as I understand it, is funding for dealing with Lyme.
Yeah, so Massachusetts doesn't have any specific funding dedicated to Lyme disease, and very few towns do either. In France, they have a lot more government agencies, almost an alphabet soup of all these different government agencies that are working on this specific issue. So a research institute, social security programs, public health, the agriculture department, all of these are really pushing on this. So while I don't have specific numbers on how much they're spending, there's very much kind of a national push and a lot of resources that are being directed towards this.
What about on the ground between doctors and patients? As I understand it, there are quite a few similarities in what doctors are finding in both of these places.
Yeah, so in both of these places, there's a big controversy over testing and treatment. There's a lot of patients who are suffering with a chronic debilitating illness, and they really want a concrete diagnosis and treatment, understandably. And then there's doctors who really want to help these patients but are trying to balance the risks and benefits of some of the treatments that the patients are looking for. And I didn't see a clear solution in either place.
So let me ask a kind of bottom line question here, if I might, Dr. Scales. Are Lyme disease patients in France right now better off than Lyme disease patients are here in Massachusetts, do you think?
What I would say is your average person in the country is better off and is more likely to be protected from Lyme disease.
In France
than here. When it comes to treatment, I think there's so much controversy out there that it's not an easy answer to say who's actually doing better.
Dr. David Scales, covering Lyme disease for us, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Dr. David Scales is a physician at the Cambridge Health Alliance and at the Harvard School of Medicine.